This week on The Nervous Record.
I wandered onto a golf course by myself to sit down, read a book, because I thought that was being in nature, and it turned out that I almost died because I was on a golf course. It's the same story. And I'm like, what's the lesson, Amanda? What's the point? What is the point?
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
Are you a New Year's resolution person? This is what I want to ask in terms of, like, each new moon, you want to, like, do a crystal ceremony and, I guess, set new intentions, right?
Yes.
So I guess my question was, like, is that a New Year's resolution every month?
Nah.
No? So what's your, do you do New Year's resolutions?
I think that I kind of try and take stock and just think, like, okay, in a year from now, where do you expect to be? Where do you see yourself? And try, like, this year, ooh, I tried to actively envision where it was I could be in a year from now. The answer was really fucking famous.
Super
fucking famous. Yeah. I mean, I have goals for the year, but I don't know. Resolution. How's that different than a goal?
I don't know. I made a New Year's resolution 1 year to start smoking.
How'd that go?
It didn't take.
Oh, man.
Like, I literally could not form the habit of smoking.
I'm trying so hard. I really want it. I successfully one other time in my life smoked.
Uh-huh.
And I started because I had to get off of grits. I was eating grits all the time. All that I wanted, like, all I could think about, literally, were butter grits. And
from the pouch?
No, not pouch. I mean, if push came to shove,
mm-hmm,
you know, desperate times, I'd do a pouch.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was just all that I wanted. And I was like, I need to get past this food addiction, this grits addiction. I need something else to work with. So I started trying to do, and it went pretty well. I started smoking.
Uh-huh.
Parliament Lights.
That's the gateway drug, I hear. You know my, like, collection of unused journals.
Mm-hmm.
I am so not a by habit kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is unpredictable. That's the only thing I can rely on, is that nothing will stay the same. So yeah, 1 year I was like, well, I'm going to prove it to myself if I want to start a habit. Smoking cigarettes. And it was like a test to myself, like, try to not form this habit, self.
I love that you picked an addictive substance but called it a habit. I mean, smoking is a habit. It's like, if you really wanted to, I'm going to make cocaine a habit. Cocaine's going to do 90% of the work. You know? If you were going to make celery a habit, that would be harder, I guess.
Unless there was cocaine on it.
Unless there was cocaine. Celery habit. you're just, like, running around to all the buffalo wing places in town trying to get a fix.
No, get out of here. We told you not to come back. You hear? You pervert.
I'm trying, what I've been trying to do is associate cigarettes with a stress response. So, like, I can't remember what it was yesterday. It was something going on, and I was in a stressful situation, and I was trying to tell myself, like, smoke, smoke, smoke. Now's the time. Do it, do it, do it.
So you're also trying to smoke.
I am trying to smoke again. I'm born again smoker. I'm just,
All of the people who are trying to quit smoking right now are like, oh my God, and smoking in their car. What do you think?
Just stop. Just don't smoke.
But you're, you people. You're trying
no,
to.
No, but I'm just saying they should get something else. This is what,
like,
I'm
grits.
Doing. Get grits. Got grits. Like, it's me smoking. I'm just getting something else. Trying to get off of sugar because my BMI is now surpassed my age in numbers. It's not true, but I look so much more like Jabba the Hutt than I even realized.
Oh, no.
Literally, like, my chin has just started to, it's like global warming. My chin has just started to take over and melt and just melt and take over the rest of my face. And there's no bone structure left. Like, if you look at my chin, you might see a polar bear dying on it. Oh. But
so you're swapping sugar for
trying to swap sugar for cigarettes.
Okay.
There's no chance of me getting healthy. I am in menopause. I'm a woman in the winter of her life.
Oh, my God. Autumn. You're in the autumn.
I'm in the autumn of my life. That's right.
It's the best season. You kind of deserve to smoke.
I do deserve to smoke. I remember I had said to you right when I started this hormone therapy. I don't know that I've ever really, like, spelled it out. Not that there's a lot to spell out.
Let's spell it out.
So last year, I was in terrible pain, and I'm a woman, so mm-hmm. I just was like, oh, that's part of it.
Part of this being part, a woman.
That's part of it. And also, like, losing a lot of blood on a daily basis, but telling myself, like, it's stress. And I traveled so much this year. When you change hemispheres, that kind of stuff happens. Well, it was getting to a point where my anemia was so bad that I was covered in bruises.
Mm-hmm.
I looked like...
You looked like a...
Crack whore.
Oh.
That's what my doctor actually said. Crack whore legs. You have crack whore legs.
Oh, God. Let's try another one.
And I looked bespeckled and bespotted.
I love it. Let's stick with that.
Turns out there was this mass in my uterus that was causing me to be bleeding all the time and causing the anemia and yada, yada, yada. They go in to do the removal.
Everyone loves a good surgery story, oh, don't man, they?
They do.
They're just like, tell me about the lumps you found in your body.
Well, but this is the thing. It was a genuine plot twist because the morning of the surgery, the doctor comes in, my OBGYN, Dr. Wang.
I don't get it. Why is it funny? Oh, like a penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
I go, Dr. Wang.
Oh, okay.
Is my OBGYN. The only one I let come near my vagina is
there
Dr.
you
Wang.
Go. See? There you go. That works.
And so she came in the morning of my surgery. She was like, you know, I know you've been feeling discomfort, but, you know, it shouldn't be from the mass. Like, we probably are going to have to get a GI doc, but we'll go ahead and we'll do a hysteroscopy as well and look around in there. Well, they opened me up, and it turns out all of my organs were stuck together.
With candy.
Did you ever have that thing? Did your parents ever tell you when you were little that if you swallowed gum, it was going to stick to your bones?
Maybe that's what
happened. Stick to your ribs? I just swallowed so much gum. But yeah, one of my ovaries was stuck to my intestinal wall. The other one was stuck to something else. This is so much body stuff.
I know. So, but it's you said it's endometriosis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something exploding inside of you.
So what it is endometriosis is just basically, it's tissue that's supposed to be inside of the uterine wall growing on the opposite side of the uterine wall.
What?
And...
why would it do that?
They don't know.
Get it back in there.
They don't know. There's no cure. There's no guarantee. Endometriosis produces its own hormone. There have been women who have had radical hysterectomies who don't even have ovaries anymore and still have endometriosis growth.
What? This is crazy. You're blowing my mind right now.
I'm going to show you what stage 4. It looks like white, fluffy stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, kind of. It's like white, fluffy stuff that has little tiny red dots on the top of it.
Hold on. The red dot. Is it like a virus? What is it like that you can see it? A cluster of cells?
Yes, it's cells.
Okay.
So here, this is like some scar tissue being cut away. But anyways, I know
it's
that...
It's kind of like cleaning chicken.
Yep. You see, it causes this white fluffy scar tissue that is like glue.
What?
And that and starts like gluing stuff together.
And that's wrapped around the ovary.
Entirely.
Like cocoons it.
Yes. And then just like suctioning up against one of my other organs. I feel like because of the fact that, like, I'm a woman and I'm stressed all the time, like, I was in horrible pain for a long time, but I thought, like, this is, I'm a woman and I'm stressed. Yeah. And no, it turns out, like, no, your organs were stuck together.
Are you much of a hypochondriac?
No.
At all?
I don't think I am.
Okay.
I lived with my sister. She definitely is. She has this anxiety that's like, you know, her hand will tingle and then she's like, I've got MS. I definitely would say I've had moments of thinking I was gonna die of stuff, mm-hmm. but that's just part of the hyperbolic narrative.
It's true. It's not love a genuine that hyperbolic narrative.
Not a hyperbolia.
What are you interested in watching tonight, honey? I don't know. Just a simple hyperbolic narrative of some sort. Let's listen to The Nervous Record. Oh, that sounds great. Where can we find them? Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, all three.
Stitcher, that's what endometriosis did. I don't even know what Stitcher is.
Oh, Leah.
I mean,
got candy in your crotch. Hold on. Ooh, it's all warm and gooey. Oh.
Gross. That's
sorry, definitely... I threw that on the floor. You can eat it later.
I'm not gonna do that.
You might.
I might.
It was a piece of taffy, so it had warmed and gotten a little squishy.
We're not talking about my crotch taffy anymore. Let's move on. Let's move on.
All right. So this is an excellent time to remind you to visit us on Patreon. If you don't know what Patreon is, it is a website where you can support creators and gain access to exclusive member-only content.
We should put my endometriosis photos on Patreon.
Yes. Are there photos of your insides?
Oh, totally. I've got like 6 pages of photos of my guts.
Oh my God. I have photos of my colon inside.
Let's
my
do
colon.
It. That's great. Great.
So those are going to be our Patreon perks. I got to go edit our Patreon page. But you get other perks like
exclusive content.
You get deleted episodes or like blooper kind of footage, which is
and
like
believe me,
most of what we do.
Yeah, there's plenty of it.
Anyway, so go to patreon.com/thenervousrecord.
Did I ever tell you about the time my dad gave me this the CD of the Law of Attraction to listen to?
Yes.
What happened?
About what happened?
Yeah, when I listened to the recording of the Law of Attraction while I was
I was just thinking walking. Generally about how, like, your dad told you can smoke cigarettes if you're happy while doing it. You won't get cancer.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
I'm okay.
That's true that he told you that? Or
no,
that's, like, a medical fact?
It's true that he told me that, and, you know, I'm giving it a try. might as well beta test it. My dad gave me a CD of the Law of Attraction, Esther and Jerry Hicks, or he linked me, uploaded it to my phone, right. Or something like that. And I was doing a pretty good job of, like, walking every night at the time by myself and just doing a little round-the-block walk. And so this particular night, I was listening, first time, listening to the Law of Attraction. I fell in a drain in a sewer. I slid and I fell in a sewer while listening to the Law of Attraction.
What?
I went, so I, like, there was, it was covered with ivy.
Okay, so we're talking about, like, you see the square.
I didn't, like, fall into a manhole.
Concrete.
Like, I.
No, like, there's, like, the square of concrete.
There's
and then
curb.
On the road level, yeah.
Yes,
there's like, the slit or whatever.
There's a
okay.
big slit.
Okay.
And there was ivy, so it was, like, it was covered up. And I also was not paying good attention to where I was going. Who knows what
you?
The hell. Yeah, I know, right? I was probably, like, looking at Twitter and walking after dark, and I'm usually, I mean, I'm always, like, I'm looking at my phone, and I look up, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm on the other side of the road than where I was before. Like, I'm just swerving around, and I slid and fell and went into this, it was kind of bigger than just a little slit. It was like a pretty sizable, and went and scraped up to my, about up to my, like above my knees.
Your thighs.
Yeah. In the drain.
Oh my God.
And covered in scrapes and cuts and bruises on my legs. Which already, I had crack whore legs already, so now I just looked like a crack whore that'd been...
No, what's the other word?
What do we say? Bespeckled and bespotted?
Yep.
So, that's what happened to me when I listened to the Law of
when
Attraction.
When I was a kid, they were building this neighborhood behind us, and the other girl that lived in my neighborhood, Kelly, we were always, like, exploring woods and creeks and stuff like that. But when they were building this neighborhood, we would, like, walk into houses that were being built and, like... steal wood for tree houses.
Or oh, forts. You kids.
I know. You're just like... But like we crawled into a sewage drain and like crawled through the big actual drainage spout.
Oh my God.
As far as we couldn't let out to the creek, you know. So we were in it for a while, but it was brand new. It wasn't like there was like dung. It's not like people have dung on the streets. There was a horse-drawn carriage right next to it. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
See,
but also when I think about it now, I'm like, oh my God.
Well, I can't, I feel like, I mean, it's a perfect, appropriate time for the waterfall story.
Oh no.
You know that story, right?
No, I don't.
I don't know how. This to me is the funniest fucking thing that's ever happened to me in my life. So I have no idea how you haven't heard this story.
I haven't heard it.
You know my skinny dipping story. And I think I've told you before, like, oh, the real story happened after the skinny dipping.
I think you wrote about the skinny dipping,
I wrote about
right?
the skinny okay. dipping, but I think I've told you before, like, the really good stuff of the story happened after the skinny dipping was over. And I was all cut up and bruised because I'd been, like, beat up on these rocks while we were trying to skinny dip in the ocean. And the current had picked up. And so I'm all, like, salty and scraped up. And we're walking back this beach. And there's this cliff and there's this waterfall. And this water's, like, glistening, careening down and kind of into the ocean. And I see it and I'm like, I'm just going to go rinse myself off in this waterfall. And like I went and it, you know, it felt good, you know, getting all this salt and stuff away. And I said to my friend, Jamie, I was like, do you think I can drink this? And he was like, I wouldn't, you know. But I had this feeling, this was one of the most spiritual, quote unquote, air quote, spiritual experiences that I ever had in my life. Because it was just super sensory.
Mm-hmm.
The sun was shining on me and this water was cascading over me. And I just had this like incomparable experience with a treasured new soulmate in this exotic place. And I literally had this thought, like everything that I've gone through, every single hurt that I've gone through has led me to this place and to this moment. And it just felt really beautiful and really profound. Mm-hmm. And I just felt this peace. And it was so great because I needed that so much. And I was finding it in nature. And so we started to hike back up the mountain. And we hiked up a different way than we had come down. And Jamie's walking ahead of me a couple feet because he's like on snake watch. And so he stops dead in his tracks. And I think like, oh my God. And he's like, what you're about to see is gonna upset you. But I just want you to remember how fucking hilarious this is. And I was like, what? And there was a pipe that went across the path down the mountain to right over the spot where that waterfall was. I had been washing myself off and having my spiritual experience in the gray water from a resort that was at the top of the mountain. So that's the dish water and the shower water.
Oh, God.
And I was washing myself off and thinking like, everything has led me to this point. Like,
I am light.
Like, I am light. I am one with the earth. Like, and it was the dish water from a resort.
Oh. My God.
But that's the thing is like I find with my life. It's so funny you talk about like see how she's doing 15 years later. It's the same story.
Yeah.
that happens over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's like always when I want to take a turn and go outside of my comfort zone in a way that I feel like should be like admirable or encouraged or championed, like, or I try and go against my instinct of like, you know what? I have this compulsive behavior. I don't even need to finish another journal. I can have this fresh start journal whenever I choose. That's when it lands in vomit. That's when it turns out that the waterfall is drainage water. Mm-hmm. That's when, you know, I mean, whatever it is, it's the same. The one night of my whole entire time in Costa Rica that I didn't use my mosquito net around my bed. And Anina had said she just never slept with her mosquito net. She's like, I like to feel free, she said. And I just don't like to have that around my bed when I'm sleeping. And I was super anal retentive about making sure mine was like around my bed. And the one night I was like, yeah, I was tired. And I was like, I don't want to get up out and like to deal with putting the mosquito net all up around my bed. A moth flies into my ear and dies in there. The one night in 6 months. Like, it's just literally the whole entire universe, it feels like, is conspiring sometimes to be like, Leah, don't leave the house. There's no good that can come of this, of you being out. It's going to be weird and gross, probably, it turns out. And, you know, it's funny because I'm trying to reconcile my, like, relationship with nature because I grew up inside. I was not as a dork that sat at a piano and wrote my angsty own songs. And, like, when I got back from Costa Rica, I wanted, I don't know, I probably told you this, to be, like, out in nature, and I wasn't sure how to be because I never had been before here.
Sorry, I was just remembering Crotch Taffy.
So gross. That piece is over there and it's so disgusting. I really want Oreos. This is my favorite story, maybe. I do think the drainage waterfall is the funniest thing that ever happened to me, but it's such an extreme. This to me, because it happened like so close to home, I went up to Asheville for acupuncture. And then I was like, I just want to be outside. Like, I just want to be in nature. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't sure how to be. Like, I didn't know trails around here. Like, I don't have a friend that's, like, outdoorsy. So I was like, I'm just going to drive around until I find something that mm-hmm. looks like a place where I can pull over, hike, or whatever. And so I'm driving around, and I, like, find this lake. There's, like, trees that kind of come up to the lake. It's, like, a larger kind of pond size and some green and around it. And I get out of my car. I'm like, this looks pretty. And I take my book and I walk out and find a spot that's like kind of, you know, right at the edge of where the trees meet the pond. And it was really peaceful and serene. And then all of a sudden, whoosh, like, oh, something almost took off my head. It was a bird. It was a golf ball. I was on a fucking golf course. I wandered onto a golf course by myself to sit down, read a book, because I thought that was being in nature, and it turned out that I almost died because I was on a golf course. It's the same story. And I'm like, what's the lesson? That's the thing, is like, what's the lesson, Amanda? What's the point? What is the point?
This podcast is your destiny.
You think so?
Yes.
You think this is, you were saying, like, well, this needs to be one of our jobs.
It's yours. You were anal retentive enough. You were OCD enough to, like, do all the things and care about them being done well.
I really want them to be done well. As perfect as it can be while having my involvement in it, which... His is inherent own imperfection. There's and so
golf balls flying everywhere.
It's golf balls. Like, I want to be able to package the story well of the golf balls flying everywhere and not have the podcast itself feel like a golf ball flying off the rails, you know?
That's important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want it
Do
to
you
be...
feel like a golf ball flying off the rails?
flying off the rails. I don't even know if that's it. I don't think that's a golf
this
term.
This podcast is for you.
Do you feel like a golf ball flying off the rails? Are you confused about how a golf cart is on rails to begin with? Or what are the rails?
Wait, we're a golf cart now?
Golf cart? I said golf ball, didn't I?
No, you said cart second, I think. Who knows? Sports things.
We gotta... You okay. Want to wrap up?
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Wrap up to get down. It's the widest thing that's ever happened.
In the world.
We should have like a mantra that we say at the end that's like creepy and we do it together and it's like culty.
Why don't we make it up on the spot together?
Okay, like together we'll just say it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Okay,
but are you ready?
One, two, three.
We vow our love and peaceful attention. Peaceful attention.
Okay, that's what we're saying. Peaceful attention.
Peaceful attention. Do we ever have peaceful attention?
The hell no.
We don't, I know. It just sounds like a mantra.
Lies.
Lies.
All lies. That sounds more likely.
Okay. Oh, I'm gonna die. I need a cigarette or some grits or Oreos.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
He likes it when I have cleavage. He, in a reactionary way. Mm-hmm. He's never like, I wish you wore a push-up bra. Like, that would make him an asshole. So if you want to go to patreon.com and become one of our patrons.
Yeah, you can find us there at patreon.com/ The Nervous Record.
Subscribe to us and you can give in increments as small as $1 a month, and our subscribers will have access to special perks like exclusive content.
That's true. That's not like naked stuff, though.
It might be.
What?
Let's not
for $500 a month.
Let's not take it off the table.
All right. Leah's promising a lot.